coming up, water restrictions. If one just looks at the current water restrictions that we have at the moment, there are lots of things you cannot do. So we'll be finding out whether or not these water restrictions that we have actually pass legal muster. That is the question that's going to be answered next.
Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
Kino's on Twitter.
At Kino Cummies.
Now, with the current, we know that we have the worst drought in about 100 years right here in the Western Cape, and it's going to bite us if we don't do anything about it. And the city, I think they've been very slow, but they are now starting to do something. So and they're starting to get a little bit more courageous about getting things done, which is a good thing. They should have done this a long time ago, though. Now, with this current level of water restrictions, you may only use municipal drinking water for essential purposes. So you cannot use the water to top up your pool, to wash your car, to water your garden. Oh, shame, those people with grass. And with the rains tapering off, the water in your JoJo tank could soon run out as well. So, there have been a number of enterprising businesses that have started selling non-potable water. That's right, to households, transporting the water in big tankers. But before you jump onto the bandwagon and you buy a second-hand tanker, we decide that you find out what permits you'll need to be able to do this. So let's talk about that. And it's an absolute pleasure. And I saw your eyes going wide as we were defaming people. Great having you on the show. We are joined by Terry Winston-Lee, who's an environmental law practitioner at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Look at those fancy offices here in town. Good having you on.
Thank you very much, Kino. Thanks for being here.
Great. Now, let's first talk about the water restrictions themselves, as the city has requested us to do. Don't do this, don't do that, drink this, don't shower for too long. I mean, from a legal point of view, they all pass legal muster, I would imagine.
Well, there are restrictions imposed by the municipality, the City of Cape Town, and also by national government.
Yes.
And they are not the same.
Okay.
I think that the municipal ones are certainly defensible. The most recent legal controls that were implemented by national government on the 28th of September, I think those are more questionable. They require people to reduce their use of water by between 20 and 40% for agricultural use and by, I think, 20 and 40% for industrial use in areas which feed the Western Cape water supply system. And I think the process that they've adopted is potentially problematic.
How so?
There are various procedural requirements that you need to implement, including consulting people. And also there are factors that you need to take into account before you determine how those restrictions need to be imposed. If you haven't spoken to people, you couldn't possibly have taken into account those factors because you just don't know.
Well, if one looks at the economy and the way the economy is structured, and if you look at the contribution of agriculture to our GDP, you can't just willy-nilly tell people to just cut water use because there could be a knock-on effect.
That's correct. Yeah, right? And also, if you have crops in the field and you haven't had prior warning, it's difficult to imagine how people will be able to manage that system on between 20 and 40% less water than they currently are using.
So is your firm going to take them on?
Well, let's look at the practicalities here. If there is no water, there is no water.
Right.
So we need also to be very sensible about this.
Absolutely. So does that mean you're taking them on? No.
It depends.
Okay, we'll move on to the other question. So... Yeah, we were going through. I mean, we love doing this. We can't afford half the stuff in this magazine. But anyway, you go through it and, yeah, it says, water delivery to your door. Fill your swimming pool or water tank, high pressure roof and wall cleaning as well. With current water level restrictions and no water exceptions, households are limited to 87 litres per day per individual. This is of municipal drinking water. This means that without access to other sources of water, no pools can be filled and water tanks will go empty. So these clever, enterprising people now sell you water. 4,000 litres at 2,000 rand. Cheap, eh? Then we go up to 18,000 litres at 6,800 bucks.
It's astonishing.
It is. Is it legal?
No.
Great. So you know, what I'm going to do is I think we need to do something about that, because what they are doing is tapping out of finite resources. Mm-hmm. It's not as if we talk about Kamisa and the spring, but it's not the gift that keeps giving for centuries.
No, it's likely coming from boreholes,
yeah.
And boreholes have to be recharged with rainwater. But what is important to understand is that you can only sell something that you own, and nobody owns water. Water is held in trust by the state for all of us, and use rights are allocated.
But hold on, you buy bottled water, don't you?
I do.
So that's water?
That's for drinking purposes.
Ah.
They're not drinking that.
Ah, okay, so there's a difference.
Yeah. What they're probably doing is saying, we aren't selling the water, we're selling the service. But you need to interrogate where they got the water from, and you can't use water other than in very restricted circumstances for these purposes. It's just unlawful.
Well, exactly. Well, I mean, if they're going to go and they're going to use that argument, then they're going to have to explain their ad very, very carefully, because last time I checked, 4,000 litres is not a service, and you can't be charging 2,000 rand for 4,000 litres as a service. They're selling the water.
And if someone refuses to pay, they're going to have some difficulty enforcing that contract.
Well, I tell you what, we can't have people looting our resources like this. It's something that we'll do something about. Maybe, some firm, Cliff Decker-Hoffmeyer, can assist us with that, Bruce. I don't know. We'll have to ask them at some stage.
Let's chat about that.
We should definitely chat about that. What a pleasure having you, Terry Winston. What a pleasure. Thank you so much for making the time and actually coming into the studio to just give us access to all this info you have this morning.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. It is 7:30. Time for your Eyewitness News with Regan Thorpe.